9 questions to ask yourself to know if you are with the right one. Boy, I'm telling you, this information is so good. See, a professional does research. And I don't always know what I'm going to talk about, but something always drops in my spirit to let me know and let you know that it's time to do some introspection on ourselves. Are you ready? Do you have paper and pen? Number your paper and pen from 1 to 9. Now, these are questions you need to answer. And I want you to answer them when I go over the questions. I want you to put a yes or a no. Y'all ready? Number 1, do you miss your partner when you are not around them for a long period of time? Yes or no? And be authentic. So this is all about you time. So this ain't the time when you need to fake it till you make it. This is a time where you need to look at yourself and really ask yourself a serious question. Each question, look into yourself and say, yes or no, is this true for me? Okay? Number 2. Have you stopped envisioning yourself being with someone else? Yes or no? Tell the truth. Make sure you tell the truth. Okay? Number 3. Do your friends and family like your partner? Yes or no? You better tell the truth. Tell the truth now. Number 4. Are you curious to learn about them? It doesn't matter how long you've been together. Right now, tonight, it's all about you. Answer this question for you right now. Are you curious to learn about them? Because sometimes we think we already know people and been with them for a long time. But if you with the right one, if you with your soulmate, if you are with the one you're supposed to be with, you'll always be curious. Number 5, do you like exploring life with them? Now, let me clarify. This doesn't mean taking trips to elaborate places and going all over the world. This just means when y'all are spending time together, whether it's going to the mall, whether it's taking the kids to school, whether it's, you know, going to see family members, do y'all actually enjoy one another in the car when you're together? When you get a hotel and stay overnight, are y'all arguing by the end of the night? So I answer this question truthfully. Do you like exploring with your partner? All right, number 6. Can you talk to them about anything? Now, you know I got to make this clear. Can you talk to your partner about anything without getting into an argument? Tell the truth. You better tell the truth. Number 7. Are you on the same team? Are you on the same page? Are you on the same team? That's a yes or a no. Because you'll know if you are, if you aren't. Are you on the same team? Number 8. Do they love you unconditionally? Or do they only love you when you're doing something for them? And number 9, do you love them unconditionally? Even when something goes wrong, let's say they lose their job, are you still in love? Let's say that something happens in their life that's a little rough for you. Do you still love them unconditionally? So let's talk about it. Number 1, do you miss your partner when you're apart from a long time? And when I say miss, I actually mean literally you miss their presence. You miss their smell. You miss their essence. You miss, you know, everything about them. Like you miss them so much you want to go get their shirt and sleep with it type of miss. Or are you glad they're gone? So when you answer that question, answer truthfully, yes or no. Number two, when it says you have you stopped envisioning being with other people? You know, a lot of times we in relationship with people, but we absolutely be thinking about being with other people. Have you stopped doing that? Yes or no? And tell the truth. If you don't tell the truth to yourself, then who gonna tell the truth? All right? Number three. Do your friends and family like them? That's a simple question. You know that easy. Cover quick, no excuses, yes or no, write it down. Do you like exploring with them? When you're with them, do you have a good time? Or do y'all fight like cats and dogs all the time? Like y'all can't be in each other's presence 2 seconds before somebody mad. Tell the truth. Can you talk with them about anything? I do mean anything. Can you talk with them about politics? Can you talk with them about other things that are going on in the world? Tell the truth. Also, are y'all on the same team? Do y'all have the same goals? Do you have the same values? Do you have the same integrity? Are you equally yoked is what I'm asking. Are you equally yoked? Yes or no? Do they love you unconditionally? Like if you do something really bad, do they, you know, they get upset for just a little bit, but they say, well, baby, you know, we're human, you make mistakes and they forgive you. Or do they keep bringing it up, hold your feet to the fire, and still try to have you feel guilty about it? Tell the truth. Now I'm telling you, you better tell the truth tonight. And you. Do you unconditionally love them? Or the minute they do something, you ready to end the relationship, get rid of them, say, I don't need you. Now, here's the rub. And what I mean by rub. What I found out with this information, if you answered no to either one of these questions, count how many no's you got. Let me know how many no's you got. How many you got? Let me know. Two. Okay, good. Three. Ooh, okay. You got five no's? Okay, good. Well, listen, if you got one no to either one of these questions, you might want to reconsider who you are with. I know. Trust me, I know. You've been with them for a long time. I get it. But it doesn't mean because you made a decision that you can't make another one if you're unhappy. So this is the key. If you answered no to any one of these questions, and you know that you didn't need to be with this person, but you kept hanging on to them, and now you got confirmation tonight that you should be with them, have some courage. God has got somebody better for you. But he can't give you what's good till you take the other trash out. Come on now. If he gonna bless you, how he gonna bless you if you keep hanging on to the trash? Listen, you know Miss Sharon gonna always give you something good. It's all about you. But if you don't value you enough to say, I deserve better, I deserve more, and that I'm willing to be by myself until the right person shows up, then baby, you asking for what you're getting right now. And what you get is what you get. You already know. It's okay to be by yourself for a while. It's okay. Trust me, there are plenty of people in the world. You're not by yourself, but you don't have to just have somebody just to have somebody. You have to have more self-worth and love yourself enough to know that you don't have to just accept anything in your life. It's not worth it. Because the hell that they bring, the hell that they put you through on a daily basis, dis-ease creates disease. The person that you with might be killing you right now and you don't even know it. Because you're upset, you're mad, you're angry, you got anxiety, you got things going on because they are creating that in your relationship. And you are tolerating that in your relationship. So all I'm asking you tonight is look at your questions and look at how many no's you have and make a decision tonight on your life. You don't have to accept what you have accepted. You can change your mind to change your thoughts, so you can change your behavior, so you can change your results. Now, to all of those who had yes for each one of those, I want to commend you. I want to let you know to fight for that relationship. Enjoy it, because you are with the one. You are with the partner that you're supposed to be with. And I commend you. I want you to just marinate in the fact that you can say authentically yes to all of these 9 questions. And I want you to start telling people that, you know, it's all right to be in love. It is all right to love. It is all right to have a wonderful relationship without being in hell. You need to shout it from the rooftops, because you actually know that that's true. You're experiencing it every day. So I know that there's people on this call tonight, or that's going to look at this video later, that have a fabulous relationship. And I want to say to you, kudos, because there's others who are working on theirs, and they're going to have a fabulous relationship too.